I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, paragliding to destinations like Mindbender, Peekaboo, Baldy, and Blizzard Mountain. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a discussion right here of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I have a problem with paragliding in that I'm afraid my destination will be the ground, or perhaps the side of a hill.
In any case, the gnashing of teeth that you've been hearing since Wednesday is the result of the cancellation of the NHL's September preseason games. Are you among the teeth gnashers?
First, on the good side, among hockey fans, there are very few teeth to gnash.
That's a good point.
So one does not miss preseason games in any sport, so I don't miss this one. But it does look like Gary Bettman fully intends to claw back every nickel he can claw back and is willing to take his sport right over the cliff. So, and to do this to the world's most loyal fans outside of NASCAR is astonishing to me.
Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin has signed to play for a Russian team, and he's hinted that if the new collective bargaining agreement rolls back salaries in the NHL, he might not come back. Do we believe him?
I believe him more than I might have a couple of years ago, because the players have got to be getting fed up with this. Every time a collective bargaining agreement runs out, the NHL insists on locking them out and clawing back more money. I mean, and Ovechkin's just eccentric enough to do that.
Some of the league's employees have seen pay cuts, as have folks working for some of the individual teams. Would you agree that among the fuzziest, if not the saddest, of the layoffs was the one that occurred in Florida?
Yeah, Stanley C. Panther, the mascot of the Florida Panthers, was laid off. I don't know that his layoff is much sadder than the fact that somebody has to be the mascot of the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
But I guess what you do is you go, like, to the fuzzy mascot hiring hall and sit around with a bunch of guys dressed like eagles or oranges or Blue Devils or something and wait for the phone call.
I want the video right here. As if the Baltimore Orioles weren't generating enough excitement by contending for first place in the AL East, this week they called up a minor league pitcher named Dylan Bundy, who embodies the term minor literally, or at least almost, right?
Well, he's 19 years old, and this is like one of those stories from 1948. You're going up there, a AAA pitcher kid, but you're coming back a star! Now I spit.
Meanwhile, the Orioles' beltway rivals, the Nationals, have clinched a playoff berth. Gee, I wondered if that would happen in my lifetime. It did.
Well, yeah, but let's not go overboard with this being the quote-unquote first playoff berth since 1933, pretending that there's been like this unbroken string of baseball in Washington since then. Three other teams have failed in this miserable baseball desert prior to the Nationals. So this is like the first playoff berth for the Washington Nationals since they started about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, but still, somewhere Walter Johnson is smiling.
Somewhere Walter Johnson is saying, who are these guys? And what's my team doing in Minnesota?
All right.
Or Texas?
Okay.
Or somewhere?
Fair enough. All fair. It is said that there's nothing certain but death and taxes, but can't we also be sure that Derek Jeter will always be a Yankee?
Well, he's saying that, you know, he signed through 2013. He apparently wants to play for a couple of more years. And he's saying that if the Yankees want to cut bait on him after 2013, he'll go play somewhere else. That will break a lot of hearts in New York. It'll sell a lot of jerseys somewhere else. And he'll play one or two more seasons.
Charlie, complaints about NFL replacement officials have reached such a volume that the league has sternly warned owners, general managers, and coaches that further dissent will not be tolerated. Meanwhile, a statistical evaluation has suggested that the replacement refs are throwing about the same number of flags as the regular guys did last year. I'm laughing because I don't know why that number would matter. It's what they're throwing the flags for, right?
Very good, very, very good point by you, veteran football scribe. These guys are clowns, okay? We are at the point now where because they're clowns and because they have been such obvious clowns and because this is such obvious consumer fraud being perpetrated by the NFL for the sake of money they can find in their sofa cushions, that every call these guys make is going to question. It's getting very close to every call these guys make starting a fight. I mean, the Monday Night Football game looked like a WWE card.
Jets coach Rex Ryan says neither fans nor the media will influence how much playing time second-string quarterback Tim Tebow will get. So, do you anticipate a billboard being raised in the New York, New Jersey metro area soon?
I guarantee you that, among other people, Mark Sanchez is not reassured by Rex Ryan's press conference. Of course, the media won't determine Tim Tebow's time, and the fans won't determine Tim Tebow's time, but he might determine Tim Tebow's time, and I'm pointing to the sky.
Cue the organ music. AEG, the company that owns the Los Angeles Kings, the Staples Center, part of the Lakers, and Major League Soccer's LA Galaxy, is for sale. None of those teams are in the NFL, so why is this a football story?
Because the Anschutz Entertainment Group, they're right in the middle of trying to get the NFL to come back to Los Angeles with a downtown stadium that's right now in the latter stages of being approved by the city. If they're selling the Staples Center and the pieces of the teams they own, then that makes you wonder what AEG is doing.
Speaking of Los Angeles, point guard Chris Paul told GQ that he's glad he was traded to the Clippers rather than to the Lakers last year. Where does that measure on?
Well,
the,
I think he thought
on the meter of lies.
I don't think it was a lie at all. I think last year there certainly were better younger players around him with the Clippers than with the Lakers. Plus, the Kobe Bryant problem was not there. I think, given the way the Lakers have revamped their roster, though, I think Chris might be rethinking his opinion for this season.
This week, Tiger Woods said, "No one the size of Ray Lewis is going to hit me coming over the middle," meaning one assumes the middle of the fairway, and he's right. Ray Lewis is a linebacker, and golf doesn't have linebackers. But why did Mr. Woods feel it was necessary to make that point?
Because Greg Norman, who knows something about being intimidated by other golfers in major tournaments, I might add, mentioned that Woods is, quote-unquote, intimidated by Rory McIlroy.
Hmm. And finally, Charlie, I happily hand to you the opportunity to relate this week's single most embarrassing story related to the replacement officials in the National Football League.
Roger Goodell may try to fine me for telling this story, but LeSean McCoy, the running back for the Eagles, somebody asked him whether they respected the replacement officials, and LeSean came out with a story where one of the replacement reps was telling him, "Come on, I need you for my fantasy team."
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.